Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
Hi listeners and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we'll welcome back our good friend Demi Michelle. We'll talk with her about what she's been doing since the last time she was on. And trust me, folks, it's been a lot. We'll also talk about her podcast and a special announcement that I've announced on my socials, but I haven't officially announced here regarding Demi's podcast. And we'll talk about anything else that's coming up for her, and that's a lot, folks. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and welcome back our good friend, Demi Michelle, back to the show. Hey, Demi, how are you?
I'm great. Hi, Cody. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for doing this again today.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy to be back. When you asked me if I wanted to come on again, I was all for it. And, you know, when you did your celebration a couple of months ago, that was so special to be part of as well. So it's so great to be back again.
Oh, absolutely. And I know we were talking a little bit off air. You've been a busy, busy lady since the last time we spoke.
I have. Yeah, I've been doing so much. The main thing is I released my album, Dear Diary, on October 15th. So that's been out for almost 2 weeks. And it's just been so fun. I worked 2 years on that album. And so finally having it out and doing all the fun interviews and having the merch and all of that has been, like, super fun. And, you know, I mean, I kind of was thinking the other day, I was like, I should just be done this year after putting out an album. But and then I realized I recorded a Christmas song in May, and I actually forgot about the Christmas song for a while because I've been so focused on the album. And I was talking to my producer, and he was like, yeah, remember you recorded a Christmas song? And I was like, oh, I did. So I'm putting out a Christmas song in November. So it's been crazy. And also I've been really busy with school and my podcast. So it's been nuts, but it's been super fun too.
Let's talk about your podcast because the last time you were on, I don't think you'd started the podcast yet. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but what made you decide to actually start a podcast?
Well, actually, I think you're right because I was on after the release of Will I Ever and at the time the podcast was about to launch. So I don't think that I was on before it, or after it started. But honestly, like I've had the idea for a songwriting podcast for a really long time. And I just have always been so inspired by other writers and others in the industry, not only independent artists, but also people who are more established because there's so much knowledge out there. And I personally think that there's a lot of podcasts focused on the industry that are more from the pros perspective, and there weren't many that really capture the reality and the struggles and all those kind of things. And so I really wanted to create a space where literally anybody could come on and talk about anything related to songwriting or the music industry. And I've wanted to do this for a really long time, like I said, probably for about a year. But I've been so busy with like graduate school and working on the album and so many other things that I just kept pushing it off and pushing it off because I didn't think I was mentally ready to do it because of like the added workload and also like the whole organization thing. I really wanted to take the time to plan out what exactly I wanted to do before I launched it. And so at the beginning of this year, like one of my New Year's resolutions was I'm starting my songwriting podcast. And so I kind of spent the first couple months really planning and nailing things down. And I actually started recording in March. because I wanted to give myself a head start, and that was one of the things I feel like I did right, because I pre-record all mine. I started recording in March, and I didn't drop the first episode until May 30th, which was my birthday, so that was super cool. And so I gave myself quite a bit of a head start, because honestly, like, I didn't think people would want to be on it. Like, I had, like, major lack of confidence with the podcast. I was like, I better record the episodes now, because if I can't get people to be on it, I'm going to be in a bad place. And, like, once I launched it, I realized how wrong I was, because I started getting messages from artists and, like, managers and all these people saying, can we be on? Or here, I have this artist, can you get this artist on? And then so it really kind of took off. So I ended up doubling episodes every other week because I have so many. And I'm actually, like, booked through January now. So it's been, like, the most amazing journey, and everybody I've talked to on it so far has just been incredible, and you're going to be joining me. We're going to be recording in December, and I'm so excited to record that one with you. So I've just been loving every second of the podcast.
Absolutely. And like you said, folks, you heard it here. In December, I'm going to be joining Demi on an episode of our podcast, and I'm not sure exactly when it's going to drop, but I'll let y'all know. And I'm just so beyond excited for this, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about country music and what it means to us and all of that. So I'm really excited, because I haven't done an episode specifically on country music yet. So you're going to be the one taking that spot. So I'm really excited.
I could talk for days on what this industry means to me. I could literally talk for days on that.
I know, same, yeah. No, I'm so excited. It's been lots of fun. So I'm excited to keep going with it into next year.
Absolutely. And speaking of next year, you've got a lot more singles to drop next year.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, following my Christmas song, which is called Snow on Christmas Day, that's coming out in November, and that's going to be my last release of the year. But next year, I already have quite a few planned. The first one, which I'm hoping to release end of January, I don't have any set release dates yet, but I'm hoping to release my cover of Homecoming Queen by Kelsey Ballerini. I recorded my own version of that song because, yeah, it's so good. That's my favorite country song, and that's a song that made me really fall in love with the genre, and Kelsey is my favorite. So I recorded my own version, and I'm releasing that hopefully in January. And then in February, I am hoping to release a song called Across the Pond that I wrote for the UK, because they've been so supportive from the beginning, and I have a lot of amazing friends over there, so I wrote this song for them. So that's hopefully going to be released in February. And then there's a song that I wrote called Four Leaf Clover that I'm planning on releasing on St. Patrick's Day. And then what I'm hoping to be my big, like, song of the summer is called You Get What You Give, which I'm planning on releasing in May. So lots of things going on, and I'm really excited for all of it.
I want to go back a little bit to your album that you released a couple months ago. I have this thing, and I love it. I mean,
thank you.
I'm one of those people that enjoys nothing more than listening to a full project top to bottom, and I love this album. Just totally love it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That means so much to me. Yeah, it was so much work went into that. Like I said, 2 years of it. And when I was picking the songs for the album, obviously I wrote a ton more songs within the past years and made the album, because I'm literally so prolific with writing. I do it all the time. But I feel like I tried to pick songs that sonically fit, but also told, like, a whole lyrical concept story from start to finish. And this album really dives into, like, thoughts, feelings, insecurities, all those kind of things. And it's a really vulnerable project. And I think I'm happy I did that now, because doing that as a debut is, like, it takes a lot to really do that. And so opening up like that interview project was kind of a big jump for me, but I feel like now moving forward, I have a lot more confidence and I feel more grounded with myself. So I'm really excited for what's to come. But yeah, the album, I'm so happy it's out. I'm actually selling signed CDs as well that are on my website. So it's been super cool doing the whole thing because you don't do that with singles. You just drop the single digitally. But with an album, you can do the whole merch thing and CDs and all those kind of things. So I'm really excited for all that too.
Have you heard Tennille Art's brand new album?
Oh my God, it is literally perfect. It's so good.
It is the absolute one of the best albums I've heard in a long time. And
oh yes.
And I love the way she did it. And I recommend this for anybody that's releasing a concept album. There's two ways that you can listen to it, top to bottom or bottom to top. And I just think that is genius, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so good. I would say Tennille Art's album and Carly Pearce's album, 29 Written in Stone, are, like, tied for my favorite albums of the year.
There's another album that I just absolutely love. It's Thomas Rhett's new album, Country Again Side A. That is
like
a
no-skip
album. Oh,
that one's good, too. Yeah.
That's like a no-skip album, you know?
Yeah. So much good music this year.
Let me ask you this. Now I know your music is kind of huge in the UK. What initially started all that?
What I think started it in the UK?
Yeah.
I have no idea. it's been nuts. Like, honestly, I think it kind of snowballed. So there's a girl, her name is Jess, and she has a blog called Fierce and Fabulous Revolution. And when I released my Christmas song, I was either Into Focus or my Christmas song. I can't remember. I think it was Into Focus. Actually, my debut single, I think it was. Yeah. She, I found her somehow, like on Twitter. I don't know how. But I pitched my song to her. It was either my Christmas song or Into Focus. I can't remember which one got the first review. I think Into Focus did. Anyways, so I reached out to her and she gave me my first review. And then I kept in touch with her. Yeah, it must have been. It had to be Into Focus. Yeah, because that was a year before that. It was 2019. And then that's, like, the only thing I got for Into Focus. And then, like, the next year, at the end of 2020, I released All I Want This Christmas, which is my original Christmas song. And Jess heard it and just did another review, but she told me, hey, like, her name's Linda Conway, and she hosts Voice of a Woman, which I actually just guest hosted. I just guest hosted a whole show for her, which was the coolest thing because she was the first one to play me. But anyway, so just suggested for me to send my Christmas song to Linda for airplay. And at this point, no one has played me at all. And I was like, she's not going to play my song. And Linda's based in Ireland. And so she ended up playing my song. And then after that, like, she started telling a bunch of people, and then when I released LA Away From Me in March of this year, like, my whole kind of, like, network over in the UK just kind of exploded because, like, I knew one person who told somebody else about me, and then I got an interview with them, and then somebody else had me on their show, and then somebody else did a review. It was, like, absolutely nuts. And then from there on out, it's, like, they've been, like, the sweetest people. And I'm so happy I had their support over there because you're so supportive here. Heart of Indie Radio, my home station, is so sweet as well. But, you know, other than a couple people in the States, like, I don't feel like I'm very well supported over here yet. And so I'm just really happy that I had them from the start, you know, supporting me over there because that gave me confidence to keep pushing here. Because I haven't gotten played in Pittsburgh yet. None of the Pittsburgh stations have played me yet. So it's kind of sad not getting supported from my hometown, but I hope one day I will. But, yeah, they've just been so sweet over there. And so I wrote the song Across the Pond as a thank you. So I'm going to be releasing that next year.
That is awesome. Now, something else I wanted to touch on and you mentioned him briefly. How was your first hosting experience?
Wait, you cut out a bit. What was that?
How was your first radio hosting experience?
Oh, that was the coolest thing. It was so cool. So, basically, I did a 50-minute show, and it was obviously for Voice of a Woman, so it's all female artists, and I kind of set mine up as spotlighting three songs from Dear Diary, but mixing in some of the female artists who inspire me and female artists that have been really kicking butt recently. And so it was really cool getting to, like, curate the track list for it and share my thoughts in between and mix that all together. It was really cool. And, like, I honestly, like, a year ago, like, if somebody would have told me last October, like, next year you're going to, like, guest host the radio show, I would have been like, yeah, right. But it was just really special because Linda was the first one to play me. And so getting to guest host for the first time on that show when she was the first one to ever play one of my songs was like a full circle moment for kind of both of us. So it was really fun, and I hope I can guest host more shows in the future because it was really fun.
I remember outside of hosting this podcast, I've only hosted one other thing in my entire life, and it was a live full-fledged award show, okay?
Oh, cool.
The coolest experience. The absolute coolest experience I have ever had in my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really cool.
It was in Nashville with a good buddy of mine. It was a independent award show, and it was I had so much fun, you know.
Yeah, I know, that'd be really cool hosting an award show. That'd be really fun, and that's like completely kind of like unplugged too when you're doing something live like that. Like, there's
absolutely
probably like a lot of pressure, but you know, it's probably like really fun. Hosting an award show would be super fun.
Oh man, it's like I said, it was so much fun, and of course we had scripts and stuff we could rehearse,
oh, right,
or whatever,
yeah.
You know, we rehearsed a little bit beforehand, but other than that, we just sort of winged it, and it,
oh right, exactly,
it came off great. I mean I had people come up to me that night after the show said y'all work so well together. That was some of the best hosting I've ever seen, and I'm like, wait, what?
No, that's probably, like, that's the thing, too. I feel like, you know, getting to do something like that, guest hosting with somebody, or even, you know, just like, you know, how I do on my podcast and how you do it on Weekdays with Murph. It's like, when you get the opportunity to do something with somebody else and, like, share something like that, it's, like, really special. And, like, you know, I love coming on this show. Every time I'm on, it's different. And I love talking to you. And, like, we're great friends. And it's, like, awesome chatting. And I think, you know, like, the people in the music industry are, like, the sweetest if you find the right people. And I think so many people are just here for the music and here for the stories and for the fun. And, you know, I think, you know, the whole experience you had guest hosting the awards show and, like, having a bond with your co-host and, like, having a total blast with it, I think that's super, super awesome. So, yeah, that's so cool.
And I've actually had artists on my indie country radio show, and they've guest co-hosted that with me. So I try to do that. I try to give back to artists and former co-hosts. I try to give them a little bit of hosting experience.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that's so cool. That's so cool. I think, you know, the whole guest host experience is so cool for artists to do, too, because it's like, you know, especially what I did with the one I just did, you know, I'm not playing my own music the whole time. Like, I'm spotlighting other artists, and I think it's really cool, like, when you get an opportunity like that, because you're getting to lift up the other artists in the industry that inspire you and that you know maybe that you really want to give a platform to, and I think that's super cool.
And a couple of weeks ago, an artist friend of mine who has guest co-hosted Indie Country Radio with me, was part of press for a live red carpet event, and she absolutely killed it, you know?
Oh, wow. That's so cool. Wow.
Fantastic. So with the whole guest hosting thing, I try to give artists a leg up if something like that does come their way.
Yeah. No, it literally is giving them a leg up, and I think that's so awesome.
Okay, so what we've got about 2 minutes or so left here, and again, I just wanted to say, I'm so excited to take our interview in a couple months. I am so excited for that.
Oh, me too. I'm really so excited. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so fun.
So, I did want to ask, too, I know you said that you'll be going to Nashville for the first time in about a week.
Yeah, the
7th. And that made me wonder, did you... record your album up there in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I did record the album in Pittsburgh. My studio is the Vault Recording Studio. So yeah, I record up here.
Nice. Okay. So another question I had for you on the Nashville front, is there any plans for a move soon?
You know, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I'm still just trying to find my voice and sound and try to get more, you know, stable in the industry first before doing something like that. Because I've only been doing this for, it'll be 2 years in November. I released my debut single at the end of November 2019. So I'm still super, super, super new. So,
you know,
maybe in a couple years, we'll see.
I think that's smart because I'll never forget this. I'll forget who the artist was, but he tried moving to Nashville once, and this is a big artist now. I mean, a super huge artist. They told him, they said, look, go back home, build yourself up a fan base so loud and so loyal that we cannot ignore you in Nashville.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like there's so many people in Nashville trying to, like, you know, like, I think it's, I'm, like, all for people who really want to move to Nashville and try to, like, do that whole thing. But I feel like the Pittsburgh music scene is so much smaller, and I feel like if I was in Nashville, I'd be so overwhelmed because there's so many people there, and I'd be, like, you know, overwhelmed and comparing myself to other people and trying to fight for, like, spots to play and, like, trying to, like, feel like I need to live up to, like, a certain studio or certain whatever.
Right.
But I have an amazing producer here. My guitarist, Luke Wood, lives up here, but he actually goes to school at Belmont in Nashville. So I'll see him when I'm down there. But we record up here. And it's just nice. Like, I like having my own kind of space because I don't want to be, like, I feel like I'd be really intimidated and stressed out and not be able to be creatively focused if I'm constantly surrounded by, like, everybody else trying to do what I'm doing. So I kind of like it, kind of being away from the city. but, yeah, I think just going there, hearing there would be really cool. I'm really excited to go for the first time in about a week and a half.
And I mean, I totally get that because where you are now, you're sort of a big fish in a small pond. But once you move outside of that comfort zone and for instance, say into Nashville, you've suddenly moved into like the ocean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally 100% agree. Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of artists who, you know, like, started to grow in their hometown and then went to Nashville or L.A. Like, so being so small still, like, I feel like it'd be a mistake going now because, like I said, I'm still, like, trying to discover, like, who I am and my sound. My sound is definitely changing. Like, Dear Diary is very contemporary pop, but I'm actually kind of discovering, like, the one track on there, Will I Ever Acoustic, is kind of like indie folk pop kind of thing. And a lot of people really like that, and I have people telling me, like, that's you. And so I feel like moving forward, my music's going to be more of, like, a pop, country, folk, like, three-way blend kind of thing with a lot of acoustic guitar and a lot of all that kind of vibe. And so I feel like I'm still trying to find my sound because I feel like being in Nashville now, like, not exactly having that nailed down, I feel like I just flounder.
And I'm going to tell you, too, I absolutely love acoustic music. I mean, just a singer and a guitar and maybe a kick drum. And my heart is happy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't need to be overproduced. So I feel like I'm starting to get really more selective with the music that I'm recording and my direction and all that. So I'm really excited for what I have a session in December. So I'm really excited to start new music. So lots of things and I'm really excited.
Awesome. Okay. So before I let you go, I did want to ask, is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
No, I'm just so happy to be back on. I feel like we touched it all. I'm just so grateful for your support, and I love your show, and I can't wait to have you on my podcast. And it's just been crazy, and I honestly think, you know, the biggest lesson I learned this year was just it's okay to, like, take steps back from time to time and really look at what you're doing, because I feel like there was a point in time when I released L.A. where I overworked myself, and I think it was because that's the first time I really started getting anything, interviews, airplay, or whatever. So I, like, overbooked myself, and I got sick probably for about two weeks. I just felt like total crap, and I feel like that was a big learning curve of, like, even though I'm starting to be more ambitious and doing more things, like, I still need to take time for myself and not overdo it. And because that was a kind of hard lesson I learned. So I feel like, you know, moving into next year, I'm going to have a clear mindset of my sound and my music and also, like, taking care of myself and my mental health and, you know, taking time for myself. So, yeah, this year has been a roller coaster, honestly. But so much has happened, and I'm really excited to close it off with my Christmas song, Snow on Christmas Day, which is country pop, coming in November. It's going to be released November 26th, which is Black Friday. So that's coming in about a month. Literally a month from today. Exactly a month from today. That's cool. I just realized that. So, yeah, lots of things.
I love what you said about sort of taking a step back because something happened in 2016 that really kicked things off for me. I get this interview with a very, very dear friend of mine who used to host a show in the Louisville, Kentucky area, We're still friends to this day. I absolutely love her to death. But that interview, I always credit that interview for really getting things rolling for me, as far as the show is concerned. And from 2016 through mid-2018, I believe it was, I was constantly going. I mean, I was going to Nashville. I was going to award shows. I was going to everything. And I'm just like, it's so nice to step back and really sort of slow down on doing things like that because I'm content where I'm at right now. I'm content, you know.
No, that makes total sense. Yeah, I love that. And I think, you know, like, that's one of the things about, I feel like, the entertainment industry, music, TV, whatever. If you see something on TV about Hollywood, it's, like, all glamorous and stuff. You look at the music industry with these award shows and, like, all of these things. It looks all glamorous. But once you got, like, when I did LA and I had interviews every single day, like, multiple ones a day, I was just like, this isn't even, like good anymore. Like, I was so burned out. And I think, like, things are so dramatized and so made out to be so glamorous and perfect from the outside. But once you're in it, it's like, you can't do these things 24/7 all the time. Or you can't do that.
Right. And it always felt like I had to be, quote-unquote, on for all these events I was going to. And it was just, like, what's happening right now, you know? But thankfully, I've sort of stepped back from that a little bit. Now, I mean, I'll go to an event here or there. As a matter of fact, last event I was at was in 2018. So I've stepped back from that just a little bit, but I'll do an event here or there if I'm invited. But that's just, I used to kind of thrive off that when it was new, but now it's like, no.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, here and there, just pace yourself. That's what I've kind of learned. And also say no. Like, you know, if you can't do something, nope, let's do it another day or just not do it, you know.
Right. This has been so much fun getting to catch up with you. And it's been great getting to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's been great, and I can't wait to chat with you again to record in December on Right on Track.
Oh, that's going to be fun. So I think we're going to let you go and let you get about your evening. But you already know this, that you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime that you want to come back on, okay?
Okay, thank you so much again. This has been great. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, see ya. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Demi Michelle. Before I lose my voice, which it feels like I'm going to right now, I did want to mention that next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back to the show our lovely friend, Miss Megan VK. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.